That's an excellent point to focus on the top 20%. Maybe you can expand on that. Like, what steps should a business owner take to start doing that?
Well, the first step to find your 20% is to look at who are your perfect clients. And your perfect clients are great because your perfect clients are the people that do spend more money with you. They're the people that you enjoy doing business with. And they're also people that love to refer other people to. So you want to identify who those are currently in your business. And I do have a system on attracting your perfect clients of how to do that within your business. The second thing is that you want to know your numbers. And this is what I call your before shot. So if you've ever seen a makeover show where they show what the person looked at like before, this might be ugly. You know, your hair might be a mess. You might look like, you know, horrible. But you need that before shot to know where you're going. You know, or even in a weight loss thing, you see the people that they make them put on their bathing suit and take a picture, their fat picture. This is what you need to do for your business. So in this baseline, here's a few things that you can take away right now today and look at so that you know where you want to go. The first thing is, how many clients do you have right now? Write that down. What gross sales are you doing right now in your company? What is your profit margin? What is your average number of sales that you have? And it depends on your business how often you track this. It could be per day, per week, per month. And it could be sales online and offline, depending on the methods that you use. What is your average sale ticket amount? And then the average lifetime value of a client. And I'll just dig a little deeper because I said that to somebody yesterday and they said, well, what does that mean? So, for example, if you're a dentist, how long do people usually stick with you? So you figure out, okay, I have a client and a patient, they stay with me for 4 years average, then the average yearly amount for them to have their cleanings and checkups, how much is that? You multiply that out. So you want to look at not only what the average sale is, but you also want to look at the average lifetime value, and that's going to help you figure out what your marketing budget is so that you know how much you can afford to spend to get a client and then also how much you can afford to spend to keep your clients and, you know, keeping them happy.
Most serious business owners want to find out where their hidden profits are. So can you share some places that they can look for these profits?
Yes, there's five places right off the top of my head, but we dig really deep into these. So number one is the list. You know, they say the money is in the list. And, you know, this is something that, and the reason why I say this is a hidden profit is, you know, people have heard the cliche that the money is in the list. They know that. But the problem is that they're not paying attention to the list. You know, I spoke with a business owner today, brand new client. They had 4,000 people on their list, and they don't have a newsletter. They don't have any type of client relationship management system in place. They don't have anything, you know, any effort to take care of those people. So that list is there's tons of hidden profits on that list because those are the people that wanted to find out more information from you. They are probably your target market. So what you want to do with that list is you want to start to care for it and feed it and nurture it. And there's another thing that you want to remember about your list is that a lot of times people feel that, you know, they don't want to over-promote, they don't want to offer too many things for their list. But you cannot create things fast enough for people to consume. So, for example, if I was a golfer, golfers are not just buying one product on how to improve their swing. Golfers are buying everything that they can find to improve their swing. They're buying videos. They're going to clinics. They're, you know, getting an e-book. They're getting a meditation to listen to before they go play golf. You know, they're a hungry market. So that's the thing that you need to think about is that, you know, your people that are on your list, they need things. They have needs that you can be fulfilling. And, you know, I have some strategies to help you with that in terms of determining what to offer them, how to figure it out, what it is, and then also some ways to create quick ways to access and give new things to your list that they'll really jump on top of. And so I want to leave you this little tip here is that you can mail your list more often than you think you can. And you might see some people dropping off the list, but I want you to remember is that the top 20% of your clients, your perfect clients that spend 80%, you know, that give you 80% of your business will stick with you because they like your message, they like you, they like your product. So you shouldn't be worried about the other 80%. You worry about the top percentage and looking at making your message match them. The second area that most people have hidden profits is in their network. And a lot of people do networking. They go to network